We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Now, it's Friday. That means all voicemail Friday. I have a brief story to tell, Mr. Rose. Did yoga this morning. Got an Uber running late.
Got a story to tell.
Running late. Got to be there at 8. They don't accept late
Great
entry.
Great discipline.
Got there at 7:59. Ran up in there. Did my yogs.
Proud of
Get
you,
out
brother.
Of my yogs. Sweating.
You inspire me, brother.
Look at my phone. A lot of missed calls from weird numbers. Listen to the voicemail. My Uber driver said I left some items. I go through my pants. Sunglasses gone.
Ooh.
And all my credit cards and ID are gone. And I fly to Detroit tomorrow for the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. Now, one time, Jalen Rose left his phone in an Uber that I called. And that was the most stressed out I've ever seen Jalen in my entire life. He wouldn't sit down. I contacted the driver. The driver's like, I'm on the way. I'm like, I'm here. He's like, I'm on the way. He took about 45 minutes to get there. Jalen did not sit down, asked me to call the driver again at least 16 times. Driver got there. He probably gave him like $1,000. I don't even know how much you gave him.
I gave him $250.
Arun, my driver today, big shout to Arun. He wasn't picking up the phone. 30 minutes go by. I'm calling Uber support. I'm calling Arun. Not picking up the phone. Finally, I get Arun. He's upset because he has a passenger in the car. He can't talk. And I'm like, dog, whoever's in the back seat understands. You know what I mean? Like, I know you're being a good driver, but like, it's cool. You know what I mean? Like, we can talk about this.
Don't even trip.
Then he hangs up and leaves me hanging. But I start texting, telling him where I'm going to be. No response. I'm like, do I have to cancel my credit cards? Is the room going shopping right now? No response to the text. I had him on the phone for like 10 seconds. He acted like he had to go. I was like, yo, like, jeez. I don't like the way this is headed.
I know.
And we got to do the show.
I don't root for this at all, for nobody.
And then I never had this, but I turned the phone on making sounds just so I don't miss anything. You know what I mean? And I heard the text message sound, bing. And I looked down, and Arun just gave me a big yellow thumbs up.
Nice.
And I was like, all right. And I hit him back, and I was like, I got $100 for you, dog. You get here soon. You gave me my stuff safe.
Yes.
I got $100 for you.
Yes.
And Arun came through and saved the day. And I want to say this. It's almost worth losing your stuff and going through that stress because it feels so good when you get it back.
Yes.
It feels so good.
So
I feel like I won the championship.
Good. Yeah.
I feel like I won the championship. A couple things we got to promote before we get to voicemails. Number one, who is on Renaissance Man this week?
So make sure you check out the New York Post and Renaissance Man. I release a new episode every Thursday. Aldis Hodge is my special guest. Talented actor, watchmaker, entrepreneur, young veteran. Been doing this over 30 years. And Jacoby, what type of movies do I prefer to watch?
Just either movies that feature gangsters or black people. Those are the two. Preferably both. But you'll tolerate a Caucasian-based movie if there's lots of, like, crime and murder in it.
Well, I loved All in the Family growing up. I loved Dukes of Hazzard. I loved Happy Days. Those are some of my favorite shows.
The idea that
up.
You had the General Lee, you drove a car with
Correct.
The rebel flag on top of it is insane to me. If you now would have saw you then driving that car, you would have dragged yourself out of the window of it and beat your own ass. For real.
Oh, man. I promise you. I promise you, family, there's never been one time that I was behind that wheel and that car was on the road.
For those that haven't listened to every single episode of Jalen Jacoby ever, Jalen one time owned a exact replica of the, what's it called, the General Lee? What's the car called?
Absolutely. One of the four cars that they used on the show. Bo Duke signed it and everything.
Yeah. You know you're rich when you start buying stuff. You're just like, sure, I'll take that. Is it, was it stick shift? Do I know how to drive stick? No. Looks cool in my garage, though.
I literally got the car before it ever got to me, got painted. Before it ever got to me, I get painted. And I put number 5 on the side. And you know what? I'm glad that we're going down memory lane, because this was one of my first commitments to JRLA. It was. This is when I knew that I was like gonna do whatever I could to not only raise funds for the school, but in being the fundraiser, and I still need to do a better job of this, I need to market, advertise, promote the great work that's happening. Mm-hmm. Like last night, Jacoby, just last night, you know where I was last night? I was at JRLA sponsored Platinum Equity, my good friend Tom Gore's house. The entire Pistons team was there. The head coaching staff was there. Lil Baby was there. He performed.
Oh, hey.
For like 45 minutes.
Whoa, okay.
And so all of this matters because as you have been a supporter of not only mine and my, you know, philanthropic endeavor, JRLA, but Tom Gores and Platinum Equity and the Detroit Pistons have too. And what you know is what most people won't see is that we're open enrollment, tuition-free public charter. Like, I took over a middle school and converted it into a high school. And before the school started, Jacoby, we was like, hey, the first day of school, gonna be after Labor Day. We doing all these things. My Uncle Paramore was there. He drew this picture of Martin Luther King that is just so iconic. And I had it hanging up in my office at the school. Now I have it hanging in my mom's house. And so I remember us about to start school, and then we got all of these zoning emails. Like, oh my God, you gotta make sure that, you know, it's handicap accessible. You gotta be X amount of wide. The locker's gotta be this tall. The stuff is like, oh. And guess who I had to call in order to remedy all of that?
Bo Duke?
Anybody. When you look at the pictures of JRLA, it's myself, Dave Bing. I am not holding a check. And I'm not standing in front of a state-of-the-art facility. Everything that has happened with that school, as you know, has been brick and mortar. Like, my friend Tom Gores, I remember being on the phone with him and like, can you donate us some money so we can put a fence around the parking lot so the teachers can have an entrance to be safe going in and out? Can you give us $25,000 so we can get like the wiring redone in the walls so we can have internet? How about a marquee? There was a time where we had scholars going outside to change the marquee physically. And so I appreciate you. I appreciate this weekend. And you bringing up that car reminded me of the days where I was like, failure is not an option. We ain't had no sponsors. Like, I could have lost everything that I put into it. Everything. Time, energy, money, everything. If we didn't get chartered, we didn't get authorized. Like, CMU could have emailed Jalen Rose and been like, your authorization was denied. Do you know how incredibly difficult it is to build a school from the ground up without a starter school, without a network? We were self-managed. You know, our management company was Michelle, me, Michael Carter. That was our management company. And so for us to get where we are now, and influence over 1,100 scholars and have our gala on Sunday and our golf outing on Monday, we're gonna do the show from there. And it's just a reminder that we've come so far, but yet we got so far to go. And you bringing up that car reminded me that I'm committed to this, dog.
Well, that's the second thing we have to promote is this weekend is the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy Golf Outing Weekend. You can go to JRLA Detroit if you would like to donate. And it's one of the most fun weekends, one of the best events of my year. I always look forward to it, not just because I get to be away from my family and stay in a nice hotel room courtesy of Jalen Rose. But I booked something from the spa, Jalen.
Yes.
I called up ahead.
Yes.
Because sometimes they have limited availabilities.
Yes.
3 p.m. custom massage.
Yes.
For the first time in my life, 4 p.m., my very first facial treatment.
Yes. You're on TV every day, fam. You got to handle that.
But, Jay, you see how I booked the day? Because me and you know we pay careful attention to time management.
Correct.
So I'm going to be done with that at 5, steam, shower, gala.
Love
right
it.
Right there.
Love
perfect.
It. And you know how much I love a great steam. Mm-hmm. Downtown Detroit and LA are my two favorites. Got the eucalyptus in there, the
love
yellow
the
sponge. You know,
Michelle
walk in,
sent me the people
see.
I'm playing golf with. They sent the squad. Let me give the squad a shout out.
You know, I walk into the steam room, can't even see. You know what I'm saying? Like Lil Wayne and Jewel Santana, can't feel my face.
Because one thing I love about this event is if it's new people that you're playing golf with, at like 10 in the morning, you shake their hands and get their names, right? By 4 in the afternoon, we're brothers for life. You know? It's 10 a.m., nice to meet you. Hey, I'm David. You can call me Jacoby. Everybody does. I'm not that good at golf. Don't worry about mulligans, making jokes. By 4 p.m., we got tattoos. You know what I mean? I'm playing with Miles Diggins from Platinum Equity. If your name is Miles Diggins, I know you're cool.
Shout out to Miles.
Brian O'Neill, Rob Martino, and Rob Schwartz. Two Robs. That's going to be easy. Names are going to be easy this year. Big
shout out to them. You know what? So many times we talk about what we learn from each other. I want to acknowledge something I learned from my brother Jacoby. Take 5 seconds, especially mm-hmm. when you frequent places or you meet new people that you're going to be around, like he just said, all day. David Jacoby will take a quick draft and take down people's name at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Jalen, sometimes when I say people's names at places we go, like Jalen looks at me like I got 7 heads. He's just like, what? You just call her Sarah?
I've been around it for like 5 years.
Yeah, it's like, also places that you go to that you introduced me to. Like, you've been going for 10 years. I've been going for 2 months. And I'll be like, how you doing, Andrew? Jalen will be like, how you know his name? What is his name again? And I got a trick. As someone in my childhood used to dabble with medicinal, you know what I mean? The notes function on your phone is really good for that. I'll ask somebody their name and they'll walk away and I'll open up the notes function and just write
That's
their name
smart.
Down and what they look like. Like I got one for all the doormen in my building. For everybody that works in my building, I got a notes function for everybody. One of them, if they saw it, I'd be in so much trouble. It's like bald dude with pimples, bad hairline, you know what I mean? Be the fat dude. Like they would kick me out my building if they saw this notes function. It's Friday. It's a big weekend. If you can, go to JRLA.detroit.com and support. But we promise on Friday that we're going to turn the show over to you, our callers.
Oh,
call 95-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We will put it on the show
just a
like
good old boy.
This. Never meaning no harm.
Jalen, Jacoby, what up, though? It's your boy, Ryan, from the 502. Shout out to Louisville, Kentucky. I got a soft mover boss move for you. So I've been married to my wife for 3 years, and every time we get into an argument or like a disagreement, and I've clearly won, she'll always end it along the lines of saying something like, boy, don't you ever forget, I used to date that Detroit Lions player. So I'm over here like, is that a soft move or boss move? Shout out to Rancho Ledge and get back with me if you can. Yep.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yep, medicinal.
Wow!
Dude, wow! There's a lot. He spoke for like 20 seconds, and I got 17 follow-up questions.
I do too.
I'm going to answer his first one first.
Wow.
Okay? Soft move. Don't be throwing your ex in my face. You know what I mean? Like,
soft move.
Yeah, you used to date this guy, but also he broke up with you, or you broke up with him for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, you're here now. He probably won't even answer your phone calls, or you won't answer his. So, like, don't
anyone
be throwing that
Megatron
in my face.
Megatron or Barry Sanders or Billy Sims.
Yeah, don't be throwing that in my face. All right, that's number one. Number two, let me give you some game, Ryan, because sometimes the single people call, and I just kind of, like, guess my advice. But when people are married and they need my advice, I got that.
No question.
This is like Jalen with the league versus the rec league. Like, let me handle this.
Exactly.
So,
I'll
Ryan,
fall back. Let you cook.
Here's your mistake, Ryan. Here's your biggest mistake. And you don't even think it's a mistake. You said you won the argument. There is no sense in winning an argument. You can collectively exchange ideas. There could be some tension in it, but you get nothing from winning. I stopped trying to win arguments against my wife, A, because I'm dumb, B, because what's the point? My wife is never going to stand down. She's never going to admit that she lost and I won. So stop trying to think that there is a winner or a loser to an argument. There's only a peaceful resolution. And generally, that peaceful resolution involves you swallowing some of your real thoughts and bowing down a little bit and just trying to move on, survive in advance to the next task. So stop trying to win arguments against your wife. It's going to make your relationship much easier. Now, of course, there's a caveat to that. I'll let my wife win where we eating dinner. But if it's like, which apartment are we going to live in? Or which car we're going to drive? Or what school the kids go to? There's a certain tier of decision making where it's like, no, I'm not budging on this. But if you want to paint the walls pink in the bedroom, go ahead. Do I want them to be pink? No. But if you want to like hold a kid back a grade in school, then then we're going to really talk about it. Mr. Rose, your thoughts.
Oh man, I love Fridays and I love this show so much. Like seriously, there's so much amazing stuff that I want to clip and post from this show. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to listen to our Jalen and Jacoby podcast. This is like, you was preaching, brother.
Hey man,
you was on your TD Jakes right there, your Creflo Dollar. So here's
no
a couple
who those
of
people
things.
Are cultural.
When you said first mistake, I got Jacoby in one ear, one J, and then I got Jeezy in the other ear. So that's a J&J. It reminded me, try me, Ninja. That's your first mistake. Eat your little ass up like a Chantrell plate. Don't be talking about your exes to me.
Yeah, great point. Especially like, in a threatening manner. You can complain about them.
So because if y'all was all of that, y'all still be together.
Preach.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna lie. You kind of cheapen yourself a little bit because you're only acknowledging him because he played for the Lions. Not necessarily
point.
Because he's one of your ex-bodies. So you kind of clout chasing
one of your exes that it didn't work out with. Soft move.
Soft move.
Soft move. You know, so let me say that. And the other thing is, as a Lions fan, if he give, like, if you call back and you, all you got to do is, like, tell me how he wore his hair, and I bet you I'll know who it is.
It was Dan Orlovsky.
You're going to get Dan in trouble. Dan just as married as you.
Dan got more kids than
and
I
he
got.
He got two times more kids.
Yes, I was complaining about my kids, and Dan Orlovsky walked in the room, and I shut up real quick.
And Phillip Rivers, you know what I'm saying? And so, first off, that's a soft move.
Soft
the
move.
The other thing I want to say is, Jacoby's exactly right. All good teams are going to make mistakes on their way to being champions. So what happens in those moments of conflict? When there's a turnover, you dribble it out of bounds. Do you look at each other and it become an argument? Because that's what happens on losing teams. But on winning teams, look at each other. My bad. So it's not you won the argument. It's just that she's telling you, my bad. And there are going to be times, like Jacoby said, where you have to say, my bad.
Even if you don't mean it.
Even if you don't mean it.
I apologize all the time to my wife. I apologize all the time
right,
to my wife.
Said,
in the back of my mind,
don't mean it.
And I mentally got my fingers crossed. You know what I mean?
Mentally got my fingers crossed.
It's true.
Oh man. But here's what you can't do in this situation. You gotta ask her to bury her ex references. And in turn, hopefully you're not doing the same thing. That action is toxic in itself, just that action. So as you guys continue to grow and nurture your relationship, we wish y'all happiness and prosperity. I would say you got to kill all talk about exes.
Yeah, that's here's toxic. Here's what she's doing wrong, referencing exes. And who cares if you play for the Lions? Don't threaten me with your old love life. Something tells me that Ryan had got some bodies in his past too. You know what I mean? Something tells me that. And what you're doing wrong, Ryan, is trying to win arguments. All right? So both of y'all got some work to do. You're a power couple. We support you.
We love y'all. We support. Call back with her. Call back with her.
850 Jalen. Call back with her. Yeah. 9580 Jalen. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put on the show just like this.
Hey, Jalen and Jacoby. This is Andrew from the East Coast, representing Montgomery, New York. I don't know if I sound like it, but I'm fresh out of high school. Been listening to your podcast for a while. Heading into college. I live in New York, but I'm going to head over to a school in Michigan, not Michigan University, unfortunately, for you, Jalen, but a private school in Michigan. Thanks to, you know, the very expensive schools out here in New York. Shout out Syracuse in particular with their $80,000 a year. But anyway, I'm preparing to head off on this Saturday, actually. And I'm trying to study for sports journalism. And that's not something my school specializes in that I'm attending. But it's something that I've been looking into and studying. And, you know, whether that be looking at ESPN and other networks, listening to you guys, getting your insights, trying to formulate my own analysis and, you know, different opinions, what have you, within the world of sports. So just wondering to get you guys' opinion or, you know, some of your experiences on your college experiences with you, Jalen, at Michigan University, and then you, Jacoby, as well. And I know this may not be always your target audience, but, you know, any advice for somebody trying to get into sports journalism world entering college. So shout out Reg, of course, and the rest of the staff, and they're taking my call.
Big shout out to Andrew.
Shout out
to Andrew.
This
question comes up a lot. He's got a two-pronged question. He wants to know about our college experiences. Something tells me, Jalen, that you didn't have a typical college experience. You know, I think you had a little bit of an outlier when it comes to college experiences. I don't know how much Andrew's is going to mirror yours, even though you both went to Michigan.
Shout, Andrew. Not to, like, get too much into geography, but a lot of people don't realize that New York is closer to Michigan on a flight than a lot of times it is to go from one borough to another.
Oh, it's like an hour, 40 minutes in the air, right? Like...
Yes. And so there are a lot of, you know, East Coasters that become Michiganders and vice versa. So there's actually like a kinship about that that I've known about sports-wise, but actually in academia too. Just, you know, you want to leave New York, so you end up going to school in Michigan. You want to leave Michigan, end up going to school in New York, that type of thing. So congratulations on your secondary education. It's really important for young people now in particular to do something after high school. That's what makes the work we do at JRLA special. Because if you were one of our scholars, we would still be nurturing you through this experience.
Preach.
And but the beautiful thing is that you listen to this show, so you're going to get the game for free because we give the people what we want, what they want. The first thing you got to learn to do is something David Jacoby and I try to master. Time management. Every second of the day, you got to figure where you're going to be and what you're trying to get accomplished. Even if it's nothing. You see what I mean? Like, there are going to be times where you have class, times you have to study. But then you got to bake in the times that I need to eat, the times that I'm trying to chill, the nights that I'm going to go party, the nights I'm gonna hang out with my friends. Like, you gotta start managing that immediately, because there's a big shift from, as a young person, when you go from living under your parents' roof to being able to come and go as you want 24/7, 365. So time management is first, which leads to my second. Try to keep your safe space sacred. And here's what I mean.
I like that. You're giving
you may have
today,
a
Jaylen.
Room, you may have a dorm room, you may have an apartment or whatever. Everybody that you encounter cannot be coming to your dorm room.
I love this.
Everybody that you meet, your dorm room, your apartment can't be the kicking spot.
I love this.
Rule 101, you go to the party. Don't host the party. Don't let your spot be the kick it spot. And people that you feel like you want to get intimate to, you got to screen them. You got to screen them. Like, go to their spot. You know what I'm saying? Try to keep your spot as sacred as possible. The third thing I want to say, protect your name. You're about to encounter people absolutely. You're about to encounter people from all over the world, from all different walks of life. Remember, I'm from Detroit. Like, I was literally, I grew up in a city where it was 98% black. So basketball and
it can't be 98% black. It can't be. I was just doing the math in my head. I was like, wait a second. I've been in Detroit. My dad's from Detroit. My dad wasn't the only black white dude in Detroit at the time. But continue.
I got you. And so, like, sports became my escape to, like, be exposed to different people and different backgrounds. But I was performing then. Like, in college, you're sitting down, you're having conversations, you're interacting, you're learning, you're growing. And so the one thing you don't want to do is be the person that comes on campus and gets that reputation, especially if it's something negative. You don't gotta be the guy that parties the most, drinks the most, smokes the most, that never studies but finds a way to get good grades. No, don't make that you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that reputation and those people that you meet are going to be long-lasting relationships in one way, shape, or form. Those might be your friends. Those might be your bosses. Those might be your coworkers. Protect your name at all costs. Those are the three things I have for you. Best of luck.
I love that so much. I have a couple thoughts for my guy, Andrew. Number one thing I did when I got to college, NYU, got a job. I had a job. I've only been without a job for like 5 weeks in my entire adult life. Because everyone talks about the broke college kid eating ramen and this and that. That doesn't have the case. I've worked
Love
like
this.
35 hours a week. We had class Monday through Thursday. I had to punch a clock at the Empire State Building. Literally, we had the card puncher to punch a clock at 9 a.m. Friday morning for an 8-hour shift, Saturday morning for an 8-hour shift, Sunday morning for an 8-hour shift, and then I worked a night shift on Monday or Tuesday. So that got me up to like, and I'll cover other shifts too. So I was working pretty much a full-time gig while I was in college. And it teaches you time management because you also got to study and get your work done. It teaches you discipline because you got to punch a clock, can't be late. So you can go out Friday night, but you got to be up and at them on Saturday morning. And another thing it does, it puts some money in your pocket. Like, college is a lot better when there's some money in your pocket than when there's not. Like, I like eating food from a restaurant. You know what I mean? I like having a bottle of Old English that I don't have to pay with change or recycle cans. You know what I mean? That's my number one piece of advice for you, Andrew.
That's a great one.
Get yourself a job while you're in college because it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off in a lot of other ways than just what you get paid. You know?
Love that.
Thank you so much for the call, Andrew. Good luck in your college experience. We got time for another call. 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put you on the show just like this.
Shout out, Jalen. Shout out, Jacoby. Shout out the whole J&J crew. This is Jordan from Boston. You can tell I'm down bad because it's 6 in the morning. This is the third time I called this line because I have no idea how to articulate this. I graduated from college last year. My girlfriend graduated from college this year. After working a job I absolutely hate, I was down bad mentally for a whole year. Finally land a job that's in my field of study. It's a great opportunity for my career, but it's here in Boston. I've been doing long distance with my girlfriend for quite some time. She lands a job in LA. Quite a bit further than we had been doing long distance. I don't know what to do, man. It put me at a crossroads. I'm down bad again. Do I leave my job and pack it up and start from square one, hope for the best regarding finding a job, or should I just stick with this job and continue long distance? The toll that long distance has put on me cannot be understated. Mentally, emotionally, physically, it's been a tough ride. And I'm really not sure how much longer I can do that or if I could do that at a longer distance. But thanks for taking the call. Please keep giving the people what they want. Thank you.
Wow. Jordan had a terrible job out of college. Then he got a job in his field. He loves it. He's in Boston. His girlfriend graduated last year. She got a job in Los Angeles. Okay. Jordan, you're in a tough spot. Uncle Jacoby and Uncle Jalen got you. I have a couple pieces of advice that Jalen Rose is not going to. Jalen, you might as well take your earpiece out right now. Jordan, I got to talk to you, okay? You're 24 years old, 23 years old. You can't be moving to Los Angeles with no gig because you're in love with somebody. And if you guys were really truly in love, she wouldn't be searching for jobs in Los Angeles. Another thing, Jordan, here's what you do. You go long distance and you cheat on your girlfriend. That's my advice. You keep it long distance. You're young. You're not going to get married to her. You go keep it long distance and you cultivate your own thing in Boston. And you FaceTime her once in a while, see her once every 3 months. And eventually, you're going to stop caring about her as much. She's going to stop caring about you as much. And y'all are eventually going to fizzle out over time. That's how it's going to work out. I know it doesn't feel like that right now, Jordan, because you're in love with her. That's my advice. Stay with her long distance and work on a backup plan. You got a AAA system right there in Boston. Los Angeles is where the big ball club is. AAA system in Boston. Developing prospects.
Thank you for the call, Jordan. I love this show so very much. And we appreciate you guys trusting us. That means a lot to us. Like, Jacoby makes sure. He always makes sure. Whatever we doing, we do not forget our pod audience. We doing the pod. And thank you to whoever on our staff decided that we should do pod, we should do voicemails every Friday. Like, this is my favorite day going into long weekends. A couple of things. Shout to Chris Cannon.
Cannon.
Drops back.
Cannon.
And so, Jordan, and you know, like, there's the champagne and campaign, Jalen with the Miami Hurricane, yeah. Crew neck on with the 40 ounce.
I missed that, Jalen.
There's the Kangaroo Jalen.
I don't
there's
miss that
the,
one.
That never slept. Kangaroo Jalen never slept.
Yeah,
he
but there's a lot of this.
He was
there's
out.
So many different Jalens. There's like the NBA Countdown Jalen. There's the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy Jalen. There's the like gotta do a commercial shoot Jalen. And then there's the Jalen and Jacoby Jalen, which is basically just Jalen.
And so Jordan, Jordan, like I was born into a family, the youngest of four. Lost my oldest brother. Like, he was like my bodyguard. Like, my brother's my bodyguard, my sister. Like I'm the youngest. And so I've seen it from all levels, and I'm going to give you, like, some heart-to-heart. And I'm going to stand next to my brother Jacoby here. I'm going to do something that I wouldn't normally do, but it's on my heart. When she get to L.A., she going to cheat on you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, eventually.
So, what does that mean? Not necessarily that she's going to have sex with somebody, but cheating is, get out your dictionaries, y'all. Relationship 101. Cheating is doing or saying something you wouldn't do or say in front of your mate. That's cheating. That's, if your mate was standing there, would you be saying that to him or her? Would y'all be exchanging the pleasantries that y'all are exchanging? Anyway, she's moving across the country. She looked for a job. And as a young person, you know what she's doing? She's trying to grow her career, trying to put herself in position to be successful, to chase her goals. That's exactly what she should be doing. And you know what, Jordan? That's exactly what you should be doing. And every human being, I always says, life changes when all of your bills are in your name. Do not be walking away from no job that you just said that makes you happy, that's a dream job for you, to leave that job, to go across the country. Because let me tell you what happens in every relationship. There are disagreements. And when a disagreement happens, whoever's name that the place is in, you know what they always tell the person?
Get out my house. Of course. So I just went to psychcentral.com because you said get out your dictionary, look at cheating, and then you were like, made up some stuff. But I found it interesting. Let me just give you very quickly a summary of my findings. There's emotional infidelity and physical infidelity. Yep. Three types of emotional infidelity. Object affair. When someone gets so obsessed pursuing an outside interest, like work or working out or something else. There's
or
cyber
liking
affair.
All of their posts.
Yeah,
or
cyber
going to their page every day.
This occurs entirely online. Sexting, texting, chatting, video chatting. Interesting. Emotional affair. An emotional affair occurs when one partner becomes emotionally attached to someone other than his or her spouse. Physical infidelity, we all know what that is. I found that interesting. So, Jalen, let me just say, in summary, do you agree that he should stay with her and cheat on her?
I hate to agree with you on this.
Yes, I knew it.
You know what I'm
Come
saying?
Come to the dark side, Jalen. Come to the dark side.
Here's what I say you should actually do. You got to be honest with her. The one thing, you're an adult now. Like, so let me teach everybody something. When you're a teenager, there's a way to behave. When you start being an adult and you start having, like, inner actions with people, physical interactions, sexual relationships with people, like that, that changes, right? And you guys, if you love her so much that it hurts you to be in a long distance relationship, that means both of you guys, if that's the case, should make the sacrifice for y'all to be in the same place at the same time. If she's already decided that she going to LA for her job, she made the decision for y'all.
Well, I think, you know, she's at that transition point when you're leaving college, and you need a gig, you can't always decide. Like, it wasn't like she picked Los Angeles, but if she's moving to Los Angeles, that's an indicator of where y'all are at, you know? And I would also say that Jalen's probably right, Jordan. Well, I say you should stay with her and cheat on her. Just be honest with her. Just be honest. If you can call Jalen and Jacoby and leave a voicemail and say, this is hard for me to do a long-distance relationship. I don't know what I should do. I love my job. I love this woman. But I don't know if I can handle a long-distance relationship. If you could call Uncle Jalen and Jacoby and say that, you could probably call her and say that too. And just see where the conversation goes.
Correct. And also, that's freeing. Like, the one thing about, like, the ability to express yourself and be honest versus, like, being closeted about your thoughts or your feelings or your emotions, it's going to now give clarity on how you should move and how she should move. Best of luck. Please keep us posted.
We got time for one more quick voicemail. Appreciate the call, Jordan.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Jalen and Jacoby? This is Steven from Wichita. Shout out to Reg so I get on the show. So I just finished last week's episode of The Renaissance Man with Joe Coy, and it led me to a question. Jalen talked about black people time. Joe had talked about Filipino people time. And my family, we're Mexican. We have Mexican time. Are white people the only ones who show up on time? Tell me what you think. Bye.
he said showing up on time, cultural or regional.
Oh man, I love this so much.
I'm gonna give him a short answer. Yes. Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
With a period. And by the way,
I saw a meme this week. I saw a meme this week that said, just know if I show up to your event on time, I'm leaving early. Facts.
Correct.
If it starts at 5:30 and I'm there at 5:45, I'm gone at 7.
No question. No question. And shout to Joe Coy. It was an honor to have him on the show. And Jacoby, I didn't tell you this. The Renaissance Man got nominated for 2 People's Choice Awards.
Of course it did. Give the people what they want.
Entertainment, one for Best Black Hosted. So if you're a voter out there, I think the polls close September 30th. I appreciate the support. Shout to Joe Coy. Shout to you, Jacoby, because you're the person that I sat in an office with along with the Podfather Bill Simmons and thought that I could have a podcast, and you guys nurtured that idea and it became this show, which springboarded into every other show that I might ever do. So I'm forever grateful to all of our supporters. And yes, definitely, Jacoby has done this show. We joke about this a lot, and I'm gonna just compliment my brother. In order for us not to take days off, that means there's gonna be some turbulent days in order to still make the show happen. It's almost like when the military says we do more before 10 a.m. than most people do all day. Like, both of us have those days. As a matter of fact, all adults have those days. Yeah, whether it's
I'm
with
doing
our
this
kids.
Just in. Doing this just in today.
Exactly.
Putting the tie on.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And so the opportunity to like do this show every day, there's gonna be times where I'm flying in that morning, flying out after the show. So I appreciate our staff, because there are times I'm 5 minutes early, there are times I'm 35 minutes late. But we have a window of when we need to shoot. So I always try to, instead of trying to take the day off, I'm gonna always be respective in the fact to communicate that, but I'm gonna always make sure we have a show. And there isn't a time that I recall that you came to this program, very rarely, and it wasn't Jalen and Jacoby, very rarely. And I'll have to tell you guys something. Jacoby, Jacoby always be on time. And we joke about this a lot. And Joe Coy's story reminds me of this. Why do you believe that white people are the only ones that are on time?
Why do I believe that white people... It's hard, as a white person, it's hard to answer that. Because punctuality is important. I learned a long time ago that if I'm late, I'm disrespecting other people's time. Shout to Dickie Plofker, the editor. I showed up late, hung over to a session.
Carrying
probably
food.
15 minutes. He's like, you're disrespecting my time. I've been sitting here 15 minutes not being able to work. You're disrespecting my time. You're disrespecting me. You're saying that my time isn't valuable. I'm like, yo, the A-train stopped in between stations. Like, I'm not disrespecting you. I don't know. I can't answer why the white people are the only people on time. But I definitely know that, like, Jalen has a duality to you, which I find really interesting. Time management is very important to you. And you and I both know what we're doing every minute of every day before we get out of bed. I know what I'm doing every minute of every day. You get an email from Michelle, you know what I mean? But I know every minute is played. I don't even have a calendar. I don't even keep anything in my calendar. It's in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you're so good at managing your time. But if you text me and say, max 10 minutes, I know that means 17, 18 minutes.
That's CP time.
Yeah, that's what. So you do have to translate. It's like
estimate.
Google Translate.
Yeah.
It's Google Translate. The only time you're accurate, and when I know you're actually going to be there the time you say, is when you're in an Uber, because you can look at it. I know if you're driving, if you're like, oh, it's you'll say, it says. You say, it says 10:20. I'm like, all right, he's going to be there at 10:20. But if you say max 10, uh-uh. I want to thank Ryan for calling in, calling in, Jordan for calling in, Stephen for
love
calling in. You can
so
always
much.
Call 985-80-JALEN, leave us a message. We will be back on Monday from Detroit, Michigan for the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. If you want to support Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, you can just buy merch, dog. They have a lot of great merch there. I'm wearing some Fab Five socks right now.
Don't.
You know what I mean?
You heard
Lloyd Banks. I made a mistake
on the
website.
But I'm in the Fab Five.
I bought like 20 pairs of Fab Five socks. I bought six cardigans.
You ready for this? Raymond Jackson is gonna be there.
No.
Jimmy Sky King is also gonna be there as well. So I'm telling you, when you finish your spa treatment, it's my goal for us to be standing right in the lobby looking for you, buddy.
Oh,
I'm gonna be looking for you, sir.
You just look for the glow coming around the corner before you even see my face.
After that facial.
Yeah, I'm so excited to sit by that pool. We'll be back on Monday, live from Detroit, Michigan, at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. Thank everybody for supporting. Go to JRLADetroit.com to get involved. Even you know, you can donate. I'm telling you, look at that merch. There's a fly. I rock my cardigan like
that's love.
I'm not supporting the school. I'm rocking it because it's fly. Hoodies, all that.
Thank you, family.
We'll be back.
We appreciate the love.
On Monday. Why is that?
And I believe we're going
to
have a couple of special guests. One of them, Calvin Johnson.
What, also known as?
Megatron is joining the show. We're going to talk about all things NFL and catch up with one of the greatest players to ever do it and Hall of Famer and see what he feels about this year's Lions and more. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.
give the people.